Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful, beautiful Utah area, somewhere deep in the mountains of Utah. You have a mountain view where you're at in Utah?
Oh, I do have a mountain view where I'm at. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is the student of the gun, Professor Paul Markle. And today, this is purely for my own edification. Everybody out there, you can take notes if you want to. This is actually, I just decided to ask him a bunch of questions and record it and make it a radio hour while I do it, just because I think you might find it as informative as I might find it informative. You have figured out the various ways to go about your daily life, but your daily life is not mundane, shall we say. So that's why, man. Mine is not. I don't travel as much as you do. I don't think. How much do you travel per year?
Oh, not as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Not as much as I used to. Yeah. I mean, I used to. Geez, you know, 10 years ago, I was on the road 6 months out of the year easily. But not so much anymore.
Right.
So, although I have to stop and think, well, how long ago was 10 years ago? Maybe 15.
Yeah. But I mean, so like now in the course of your day now, do you still do training classes?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Are they coming to you or are you going to them?
They're primarily coming to me.
Okay. So you don't have to travel for that. So let's talk about the big one. Let's talk about SHOT Show. Now SHOT Show, when we're going to SHOT Show, they want to tell us, number one, that there's no guns allowed in the venue.
Yeah.
Although in Las Vegas, Nevada, you can walk around downtown with a gun hanging around your neck if you want to in the open. The cops, that's basically what one of the police officers told me. And this was after Mandalay Bay, because I did not go to my first SHOT Show till after Mandalay Bay. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I went the year after that happened.
Oh, okay.
For the first time. So, the conundrum is that the hotels don't want you to have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do in that case? How does when the student of the gun troop gets together, which that's you and a bit of an entourage, and your kilt, when all of that gets together and you're traveling, I know that you're not going in somewhere unarmed.
Yeah, you're right. The deal with the hotels and what we saw. Oh, I can't remember which hotel it was. I think it was the Venetian.
Right.
What's the one that's attached to the Venetian? There's two.
Well, there's the Sands, Venetian, and
The Sands is just a convention. So
right.
There's two hotels.
The Venetian and is it? It's the one that has the shops with the canal going down the middle of it too. The shops with the canal.
Yeah. So you got the that's the. But anyway, I'm sure people are screaming at the radio right now. They're screaming out the answer. But one of the guys who is a quote-unquote influencer apparently did he did a YouTube video from his room and posted it. And of course, he brought somebody from the industry up to the room, and they're like, hey, this is the brand new Derpa Derp Whatsits, and let's talk about it, and so on and so forth. Anyway, he posted that, and the next day, he comes to his hotel room, and the manager, day manager and security are there, and blah, 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 and they've gone into his room and ransacked it, basically, searching his room for guns. And there wasn't any in there. But yeah, it's getting a little freaky. And quite frankly, they've got some balls to do that. When the reality is there are several drug related gangs operating in and around Las Vegas. They have shootings. They have gang related shootings off strip and sometimes on strip, pretty frequently. And the fact that these hotels would target essentially the highest level of good guys, you know, the rule followers, you know, the people that are coming to SHOT Show are not the freaking Crips and the Bloods and the gangbangers.
Right.
They're by and large, they're the rule followers.
Right.
It's pretty hypocritical. You know, and I mean, you could ask them, like, how much cocaine is consumed in your hotel per week, would you say, in the kilo? let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, you know that those hotels have prostitutes and coke and all and methamphetamines and all kinds of stuff going on, but they want to get their memories all twisted up about us being there.
Right.
But to answer your question, I don't leave guns at hotel rooms.
Well, I mean, one of the things I saw, like, do you know who James Reeves is at the firearm blog?
Yeah, that was him.
That's what
I was talking about.
You know, he was, he also forgot, he left his weapon in his luggage. And another one, he did another video about this, and everybody else in his little contingent took their weapons out and concealed them and said, no, I don't have a weapon to declare. He did. And then they had to take him down underneath into the cellar of the hotel, sort of a la Ocean's 11. He was down underneath it, and they put it in a secured area, and that's where he had to go anytime he wanted to get it.
Mm.
So, yeah, they've got some really interesting rules about that, but I myself flying the way I've never flown and checked the gun.
Oh, okay.
But I'm never going to fly in a plane again.
No, I'll fly in a private plane, but until we decide to retake this country from the communists,
I will,
and the criminals in D.C., I will not be getting out of a commercial airline.
Well, I mean, I bought a Ford F-150 pickup truck, and that is my private plane.
Yeah.
When I was asking everybody, what do you drive? Or, I mean, Jaeger, I was like, what do you drive all around the country? Because Jaeger never flew.
Nope.
And Jaeger, it was always a full-size, full-frame pickup, or, you know, big-frame pickup truck. And so that's why I moved to that, because it'll take the pounding. And so far I haven't had a need to use it, but I will at some point. I will at some point, but I mean, that's the way it's going to be, and I will be going armed when I go. So we're going to talk about in the next segment, we're going to talk about when you travel that way, what do you take with you? And that's the big thing. And this is all response. The other day, Paul made a video called his, what is it? The Aunt Susie bag?
Saving Aunt Susie.
Saving Aunt Susie. And he's got, I'd been talking about what do you do with this and how, what do you carry with that? So he made a video all about it. It's very good. I would, if you hadn't made it, I was very tempted to get out there and say, make my own like that. After I watched that, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I could not. There's nothing I could say that would one up anything on there. Everything was covered. So go look at Student of the Gun on the YouTube channel. Look for the video Saving Aunt Susie, and you will see a very practical setup when it comes to something in your vehicle that you're going to carry on a daily basis that you can throw in there that is not a big issue for you to have set up that way. I'm going to do it. I'm just trying to figure out which bag I'm going to use to do it with. But that's all beside the point. As it is, we're talking to Paul Markle, the Student of the Gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun, the professor, if you will, and we're talking about the various kits and things that he puts together for his travel. So when you and the crew are getting together and you're going to be, you're going to be somewhere so far away from your house that you can't get back to your house that day, how heavy do you travel?
Well, I mean, everybody always has the fundamental four on them all the time: lethal, sharp, bright, and medical. And what we generally do, though, if there's going to be a bunch of us in a vehicle, there'd be an additional medical bag that has more stuff in it. You know, the stuff that you couldn't actually just carry in a pocket or a cargo pocket, what have you. And you know, I always make sure that I have, you know, practical, realistic stuff. For instance, you know, how many people today are know absolutely that they have functional working jumper cables in their vehicle,
right?
Or a fire extinguisher, you know, or how many people know for a fact that they have the correct jack and the correct tools? And when's the last time you actually checked a spare? You're like, well, it's in there. I'm like, yeah. Like, when's the last time? I mean, have you checked the pressure in it ever? You know, some people, the answer is no. They're like, no, I've never checked the pressure in it. Why would I do that? You know, real super simple stuff, things that our dads and our grandpas just took for granted. That was just normal. You know, one of the things I've got in the truck, I've got, you know, Cold Steel makes those Russian Special Forces shovels.
Right.
That's not shovels.
Right.
Those things are rhinoceros tough, and they're super inexpensive, you know, for what you're getting. And, yeah, I've got one of those in the truck all the time.
The entrenching tool is a very, very unsung, multiple-use piece of equipment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can dig a hole with it, which is what it's designed to do. But you can, if you swing it the right way and you know what you're doing, it's a melee weapon.
Oh, yeah. They call it the murder spoon.
Yeah.
That's not show. They call it the murder spoon.
The murder spoon. Okay. That's got to be the next patch.
The murder spoon.
The murder spoon.
Oh, and I didn't make that up, man. I got that from the Russians. From the Spetsnaz guys.
They probably don't know. They won't see it if you use it.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. You know, and, you know, other things, you know, do you have any kind of signaling stuff? Do you have, you know, I always have a multi-tool and an extra flashlight and, you know, stuff like that. You know, what if you were to get stuck somewhere? You know, what if you know, it's simple stuff. And people assume it's like winter driving. You know, I'm sure you don't deal with it so much because you're in the South, but in the North or in the West, you see these millennials and teenagers that, you know, they're going into the grocery store or Walmart or whatever. They jump out of the car. They're in a t-shirt or a light shirt and tennis shoes and they just, you know, wrap their arms up and they hustle into the store and they hustle out and they have this mentality, this, well, I'm just going from the house to the car where it's going to be warm and from the car to the store and then back again. I don't need a jacket. I don't need a this. I don't need a that. And you know, that's the childish belief that we talked about that in the wintertime. It's a childish belief that nothing bad will ever happen. And the same goes with your basic vehicle stuff, you know, your jumper cables and your, you know, do you have the correct tire iron? In your car, do you have, you know, I have a 4x4 in the back of the truck, just a section of 4x4, because I'm, you know, if I ever have to change tire, and I've had to, I mount the jack on that, you know, I stabilize the jack with that 4x4, and it gives me an extra, well, not quite 4 inches, because, you know, 4x4s are what, 3 3/4 or 3.5 inches, but
right.
You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature, stuff that, Like I said, our dads and our grandpas, they just took it for granted. I mean, that you just have that. You just are prepared to take care of yourself. And the worst thing, and we're both using one now, at least I'm using one, but the worst thing to happen to Americans or humans from a preparedness standpoint was the invention of the cell phone, the mobile phone.
Yeah.
Because everyone just thinks, oh, well, I have this, so all my problems are solved, or all my potential problems are solved. And it's just not so, but, it's so easy for people to just rely on that.
Well, you know, you can, and I've actually had this discussion with a guy who's with a company that sells satellite phones. If you're going to do something like that, if you're really going to rely on your mobile phone, you need to take it one step further. And that means you need to go out and you need to get, a satellite phone Wi-Fi hotspot.
Antenna.
And, you need to get a satellite phone as well, right? Mm. And then you need to keep all of that stuff in a Faraday bag because they make these Faraday bags you can put them in. And just that you just have it just so you can use it if you need it, right?
Yep.
And if you're going to go that route. And they even make mobile phones that will work with these things as well. They make with apps and everything. So there is a way to do that. I just don't quite understand why they stop where they stop.
Well, what I have that unit. It's called the Zoleo, Z-O-L-E-O.
Right.
And what it essentially is it's essentially a satellite antenna that you link to your normal smartphone.
Right.
So where I live, there are several areas that I would drive through where there would be no phone service, like zero. But with that, essentially what it is an antenna. It's a unit that you charge it up and you link it to your phone. So if you have no cellular mobile phone service, I know I say cellular dates me, but if you have no mobile phone service, that is essentially, it acts as a direct satellite link. So, and I've tested it out here in the, you know, in the mountains and it works. Of course, it's not free, you know, and there's a monthly subscription, but there's enough times, you know, there's a stretch of that I drive through where about 40 miles with no phone service.
Yeah, satellite phones can, they'll show you in a grid square, but you can't triangulate a satellite phone like you can a mobile phone. If you really want to go off grid and still have the stuff, that's the way you got to go.
Mm.
So. Anyway, anyhow, we are coming up on the next break, and you can find Mr. Markle's stuff at studentofthegun.com, S-O-T-G. They have a store where you can buy various things like medical kits to go with some of your running and gunning kits. You need a medical kit. You need all of the spare tourniquets you can find. He's got them tested by he and his staff. And also the training classes and the videos and all of the media available to you. It's a great place to go. It's really just the beginning of what's happening within the little universe that the Student of the Gun expands out of. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms a submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor, and its five passengers are dead. Rear Admiral John Mauger said a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Mauger said there was some catastrophic failure, and the vessel imploded. President Biden says his comment referring to the Chinese president as a dictator hasn't had any real consequence.
Choosing and avoiding saying what I think is the facts is just not something I'm going to change very much.
He added that he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the near future. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry podcast trademark Archetypes has been rejected by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office because an Arizona company already owns it. Dave Collins, you...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. This is Lock and Load, and we are discussing traveling. Now, at what point do you sit down to yourself and you, well, like with the Aunt Susie kit, right? The Aunt Susie bag. So the Aunt Susie bag, you have a rifle as part of that little kit setup and everything else. Rifles a part of your consideration with all these things, and I've got to find a bag for one bag of gun. It's Paul's favorite gun because he snickers every time I talk about it.
Are you going to say your blackout?
My blackout. I've got the approved form one for it and everything.
There you go.
Got the approved form.
But.
I don't have anything to carry it in.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a Lawman tactical folder. It's about 26 inches long. I need to find something that I can carry that in and not call attention to it.
Get a racket case.
I've heard that before. And when you say get a racket case, do you mean like a real tennis racket case?
Yeah. Blackhawk, back when they were what they used to be, before they got sold and neutered, they were making what they call, they called them discreet cases.
Right.
But they were making, gun cases that were discreet. And they made a couple of different racket cases that were not for rackets at all, but they looked like a racket case, and they were really well made. And they made them in red and blue and silver and stuff like that. So you could just, and I've got one of those. But they don't make them anymore. And I went out and I bought an actual, just, off of the internet.com, tennis racket case. Of course, it's nowhere near as well made or sturdy as the Blackhawk one was, but it works in a pinch. And, if you get one, actual tennis racket one, they've got extra pockets and compartments and stuff like that. And you can walk in and out of hotels with a racket case, a red or blue or green or orange or whatever. Nobody thinks that there's something in there. Like, because gun people certainly wouldn't carry their stuff in a bright red and silver freaking racket case, right? No. I've walked in and out of hotels with my racket cases all the time, and nobody ever says anything. There is one time that people, I realized this a couple, a year or two ago, is if you walk in or out of a hotel with a guitar case, everybody has to ask you questions.
Right.
Everyone has. People want to talk to you. People want to talk to you, which is funny. But with a racket case, yeah, nobody says anything.
Maybe I should find a cello case for it. Anyway, though, I mean, it's set up quite nice. It's set up quite nice. Now, here's the thing. This is what I'm waiting on, too. This is the problem. See, I have that because Spike Tactical wanted to build it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it and I shot it. And I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm and sure then I found it. Then one of my sponsors just gave me 1,000 rounds for it so I could feed it. Now, I haven't fed it since I got the 1,000 rounds because then all the stuff happened with the thing, and I was just waiting for the Form 1 to come back. So now the Form 1 is back, and it's a full-blown SBR and everything, so I can go out and start training with it again a little bit.
Woo-hoo!
And so I'll do that, but, so my question becomes, when you're traveling with a rifle, how much extra ammo do you take with it?
If I'm going to go somewhere and purposely shoot, I'll take a can. But if it's just like a adjusting case thing, one or two extra mags. We talked about this before. I go with the SF model when it comes to the 5.56. It's like you allot 3 shots per bad guy, you know. So if I start with 30 and I have another 30, that's 10, that's 20 bad guys. Like if you are fighting against more than 20 bad guys by yourself, bro,
right?
That's not real. That's not, you're going to be what James used to say is if you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison or you're going to be a living legend, one of two things. If you go through 2 magazines of ammo in public, you're either going to be a living legend or you're going to be in prison for the rest of your life. Because no one's ever going to forget that. But, people are like, oh, I got 8, 10, 12. Like, dude, are you going to Ramadi or where do you think you're going, homeboy? Until the electricity goes out, I'll probably just carry 1 or 2 extra magazines for the rifle. Maybe when the electricity goes out, I'll have more.
Okay. See, the reason let me ask your advice then. Okay, so my chiropractor, which I have some back issues, but my chiropractor is both a radio guy and a gun guy, but he's 100 miles away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go to him sometimes on the weekend to let him crack me up.
Damn, homeboy.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Well, no, it isn't.
It is. 100 miles in the east is a long drive.
Well, it's flat and straight and it's not very entertaining. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, but okay. What I'm saying is I'm in another city when this happens. Now, this city has actually had Antifa activity, right?
We don't have to worry about that anymore because there's a Democrat puppet in the office. We only have Antifa stuff when there's a Republican in office.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that. Well, I mean, Antifa, they've been showing up to protect.
For the last 2 years.
They've been showing up to protect the transgender stuff, the drag shows.
What?
They've been showing up armed to protect them.
Oh. In South Carolina?
Not in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Wherever it's been on in a few of them, and a few of them have attacked pro-life. They go after pro-life people.
Mm.
They're not as active as they were, without a doubt. But they do show up in certain places. But my thought pattern is
the only reason that's happening is because we let it happen.
Oh, that's true.
They're bullies.
I have said many times that if they ever came around a corner, and 5 or 6 veterans were standing there waiting on them. Kitted up, ready to go. I think they would clean the clocks of 200 Antifa just because of their capacity.
Oh, they were there. Yeah. Well, you, speaking of Spikes Tactical, I mean, you remember the infamous or famous, depending on which side of the equation you were.
Yeah.
Two page ad in Recoil Magazine where it was a Not Today Antifa.
Yeah.
And you'd have thought that they went out and painted swastikas on freaking, synagogues.
Yeah.
The way the media reacted.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying? That you would use rifles to stop them? Like, yeah. That just goes show what criminals the American media establishment is.
Right.
But yeah. No, and every time they're bullies, and the only way to deal with a bully is with a superior show of force and strength. And because you can't argue with them because they're mentally incompetent. So you're not going to talk them out of what they're doing. But if they think that they're going to receive physical damage because of their behavior, they generally change their minds.
Well, that sort of proves to be true, but how's that possible? Anyway, that's my thought process. When I'm out there running, I'm thinking I might need like 5 spare mags. When I go to
the damn homeboy,
yeah.
I tell you what, you go through 5 mags, you're gonna be famous. You'll be famous.
Well, see, here's the thing: to get out of town, to get out of Columbia from where I am, to try to get back home,
mm-hmm.
I have to go through 3/4 of that area. I'll describe the rest of it when we get back. Talking to
All right.
Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. And like I was, you know, I said it earlier, he chastises me when he thinks I've gone too far. So you think five magazines is too many?
No, homeboy, you can carry whatever you want, man. You're an American. You do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, but see, here's my thought process on that part. And this comes from our guy Jaeger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jaeger always, he was always about, you know, there's nothing wrong with having spare ammo after you get in a gunfight, right?
Yeah.
That was his thing. And for me, if I actually had to do something in order to get to a point to where I am now probably going to be able to maneuver and get out of there, that's going to take me about 35 minutes of hard, you know, pedal to the metal, going as hard as I can with the vehicle to get out of that. And I'm going to presume that everything stays intact, no tires get flat, nothing happens. So, having said that, that's where all of that is. And I'm just thinking that in certain cases, given where I have to go, because I'm going to have to go through the part of town that has the state seat of government. It is the stronghold of the Bloods and the Crips. And it's also in the university area to get to where I got to go to get out.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't know what that's going to look like when that occurs. It would probably, very likely, what would happen is I would drive by and everything would be calm enough at first blush to where I could say, I wonder if I've got time for a cup of coffee.
Mm.
And?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, James also was a big believer in pepper spray and bear spray and so forth.
Really?
So I had a, oh yeah. You need to have a, you know, in the Aunt Susie video, I talked about that. It's like, look, you can't shoot everybody. Not everybody needs to be shot, but some people just need to fornicate into another direction, you know? And how do you encourage them to, you know, to do so? Well, you know, if you got an 8-ounce can of bear spray, and it's oleo resin capsicum, it's pepper spray. It's, you know, but the great thing about quote unquote bear spray is you can get it everywhere. Whereas if you're, you know, the foggers that your riot cops use are basically the same thing. They just, you know, they say different words on them and they buy them from law enforcement supply stores and so forth. But, you know, out here, I don't know about where it is where you are.
Right.
But every hardware, every sporting supply has an end cap display. Heck, every Walmart here has a end cap display with, you know, bear spray canisters.
Now, I did notice that in the Aunt Susie video that you had that in the bag as well.
Oh, yeah.
And is it bear spray? You're using bear spray and not pepper spray.
Well, bear spray is pepper spray. See, that's the thing is people get all wrapped around the axle. They're like, oh, I think it's different. No, it's not. It's all OC. It's oleo resin capsicum. It's pepper spray. I became a law enforcement pepper spray instructor in 1995. And I've sprayed in excess of 300 humans with OC and various different types of animals, snakes, dogs, cats, rabid raccoons, you know, possum, stuff like that, over the course of decades. And it's not 100%, but it's about 98.7%. Now the problem with the bears or with animals, and I learned this like I said 95 when I went through the instructor training, was animals, once an animal has committed to an attack, you can empty an entire can on it and it's not gonna stop.
Right.
A dog, a pit bull, a Rottweiler or whatever, if it's on your leg or arm and it's using it as a chew toy, you can empty a whole can. And it will notice it later, but in the meantime, it's not going to notice it. The way it was explained to me when I was a cop is like, look, if a dog gets onto your leg or arm, you need to shoot it off of you.
Right.
That's how that works. You shoot it off of you. And the exact same thing goes with bears. If a bear has decided it's going to attack you, you can, you know, heck, we just had that. A couple years ago, that elk hunting guide emptied an entire can, and the bear killed him for his effort.
Is that the one where he had the Glock 10mm in the
bin? Yep.
And he said, "Get the gun out." And the guy couldn't operate it. He dropped the magazine and then threw the empty gun.
Because it didn't have a round chamber. That was just an exercise in buffoonery.
Right.
The idea that a person would go into bear country with a handgun that's actually not attached to their body at the ready is child's play. I don't wish anyone harm, but you know, sometimes people die by their own stupidity. And if you're going to go into the woods unarmed, you're a fool. You're just a fool. And it's your own fault when bad things happen to you.
Dean and I have discussed, we have discussed those kind of things. I don't understand that at all. I mean, I have a handgun that is my specific go into the woods gun. And it's a 10 millimeter. It's a Glock framed poly 80, 10 millimeter. Mm-hmm. And it will dispense with just about anything out there that I know of that would be maybe coming up on me.
That's the thing, man. It's like, well, what should you do? I'm like, put the front sight on its face and keep pressing the trigger until it's not attacking you anymore.
Right.
And then stop.
Same rules. I mean, if a person is attacking you, shoot them until they stop, right?
Until they're not a threat anymore, and then right. You stop. So. And you might have rounds left over, and you might be standing there with an empty gun. Just the luck of the draw, man. But we just referenced Dean's latest article on Ammo Land.
Right.
This week. They had the bear attack in Arizona, just outside of Prescott.
Right.
Where the guy got up in the morning, was sitting there having his coffee, and a bear came out, attacked him, and killed him. And a neighbor ran over with a rifle and killed the bear, but it was too late. And while we were talking about that, we referenced the article, and you know, Dean had like what, 148 or something. It was well over 100 cases, documented cases where people had been attacked by bears and used a handgun.
Yeah,
and it was like a 98.7 or 98.5 success rate in stopping the attack.
If they shoot
the handgun.
If they shoot.
Yeah. If they shoot. Yeah. If they shoot their handgun at it. Because people, you may hear that all the time. Oh, what are you going to do with that? You're not going to stop a bear with that. It's like, well, the bear doesn't want to get shot in the face any more than any other creature. And, if it gets shot in the general facial head, neck, chest area enough times, it will notice. And it will fornicate into another direction.
Yeah. Or just stop.
Yeah.
There's one guy that was attacked by, well, he was running dogs and, or he's training dogs. He was training dogs to be bear hunters. And then they took off after something and they had a bear. And he decided to, he grabbed his Glock 10 millimeter and chased him down in his truck. And he figured he would jump up on this rock and look really big and the bear would run away. Well, he jumped up on the rock and the bear ran at him and clamped onto his leg. And as they were rolling down the hill, he shot the bear in the head and killed it, but the bear was locked onto his leg. And eventually they had to saw the bear's head off and then break his jaw to get it off of his leg. He survived. Obviously, it wasn't that bad of an injury that he's. But you know, he did shoot the bear on his leg.
Yeah. Bears are vicious, and there have been several times when bears have bluffed and then come around the other direction. A bear will stalk you.
Yeah.
Like, there have been several instances where people have been out and they're like, boo, boo, go away, bear. And the bear's like, okay, peace. And goes around the side and comes up, you know, essentially either from the side or behind. But what do I know? And according to the Bambi police, that just it never happens. It's
right.
So rare, you shouldn't even concern yourself with
it. Right. Well,
so rare, almost never happens.
See, in Asheville, North Carolina, in addition to a crime spree that they've got going on right now, Asheville is these little chunks of civilization dropped off in the woods.
Yep.
And it's chunk, 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 and then, you know, woods, 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 woods. And then somebody will be out there saying, you know, I'm going to go take out the trash now from the grocery store. And they go do that, and then the bear comes out of the woods at them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
we have run out of time.
North Carolina's big bear time.
Yeah, we have run out of time. Bears. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.